Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Friday night BBS program. And today's date is October 23rd, 2015. And if you're on an archive, naturally it'll be a different date. But everything working on the show tonight will work continually on the archives. And tonight will be our first night for doing veteran-type clearings. And we'll just see how that works out. We also have another show planned for it next Friday. And if for some reason it helps a lot of people and they want to send us questions or even just healing requests, you can do that at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'll continue on Friday nights, making that a vet night for people for healing. So let's first clear the date here. And the date today is the 23rd of October, 2015. And for the new listeners, I typically count from maybe 1 to 5 or something, 1 to 10. I snap my fingers at times, but you can't hear that on the phone that we're on calling into BBS, so I'll just do some number counting. But here we go, clearing the date, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there we go. And next we're going to bring up situations that you might have. So if you have a situation that you encountered maybe this week or sometime in your life, maybe somebody got upset with you, cut you off driving your car, caused you a situation to be angry or something like that, or even a pain in your body, think of it right now and I'll see if I can release that one incident from you. Maybe you may have a really large book full of many chapters of stuff, but this was what you're dealing with, and as you focus on it, maybe think about it, I can maybe help you with some of the pain or the trauma that you had. So here we go. I'll count again. Think of it right now. I'm going to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll bring up the light beams, and you should have a computer on with the light beams up on your monitor screen. Some people have multiple monitors, so they have a lot of them. And whatever you have up now, it'll bring peace energy into you and into the room. And you will be actually out of time during this program. And we talk a lot about timelines, so we may get into some of that during this program tonight. But if you're a newbie, just know that timeline is a parallel lifetime. And that means that you're a multidimensional being in source energy. The contrast is that you're always in the now. And so you don't live in time. You live in the present moment. But here we go for timelines that you're probably on and or your one situation. We're going to bring the light beams in and give you some peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And our website is creationlightship.com. If the website is a little too hard for you to digest, which could be for some of the newbies, there's another website that we also are connected with, which is the Timeline Cafe. And so that's the Timeline Cafe, and it has our clearings on that. And it makes it a little bit easier sometimes to get into that website first to do your clearings, because there's not a lot of stuff there. And it's mainly made and designed for people who might have a little more of a religious background, and they're kind of afraid of what we're talking about on our site, as we go kind of all over the map with things, but that site will also connect you to our clearings. So I guess we'll turn it over to you, Ann.
Hi, good evening, Ron, and good evening and welcome, everyone. I feel that we probably do have quite a few new people listening, Ron, because just this past weekend you were in New York at the Expo, and I'm sure you met some new people there that are probably tuning in. And we did announce a couple of times, I think, that this evening we were going to focus on veterans and their issues. And, you know, that's a broad statement, because we heard from a military nurse, so there are people in the background that aren't maybe considered actual military, or but have things to do with war. And so hopefully there'll be a lot of wonderful healings that everyone listening tonight will benefit from. And, of course, the biggest thing I feel is that many people who have not met Ron or had any healings yet will possibly for the first time in a long time be reconnected to source energy. And so to me that's the biggest gift. So, and Ron also explains to us a lot of things that block us from our birthright of being connected always to source energy. And the first one of those, Ron would agree, is the entities that are on this planet, Ron. And I was wondering if you, well, whatever you think needs to be first, if you could kind of make sure everybody's on the now timeline, which you did say we're out of time when you're talking, but and also clear some entities.
Sure, okay. So what you can do for the newbies or even the old bees there, so you can take your index finger and you can just have your body put it straight in front of you. So kind of put your arm out with your index finger pointing up and have your body put it so that it's in front of you. Now, if it stops and you're exactly in front of you, like kind of like aiming a gun, we'll say, if it's directly in front of you, then you're in the now. If it's to the left, say maybe a half an inch, or to the right, whatever distance it would be there, that means that you're going to be in the future on the right and in the past in the left. Well, sometimes you have trouble dealing with life and you're not on the right timeline. Remember, when you're not on the now timeline, unless your spirit communicates with you, you could use the word soul, and that's where you want to be connected to it. Otherwise, you're on fabricated multidimensional timelines. And I don't want to get too much into that. Just know that you're not here, even though it looks like you are. So I don't want to lose anybody by mentioning a little bit about this here. I want to get into healings. So entities. We'll talk about entities for the newbies. So when the physical body dies, what you also have is called a invisible, energetic, emotional body. And this is what gets you upset normally, and that carries the energy of you being upset, and your body responds to being upset with something. Now, when the physical body dies, then this energetic body is now looking for a host. And so the host can cause addiction because it has history in this body. So let's just say you're walking by the bar some night, and you know maybe you don't want to have a drink or something, you know, or just one drink, and you get close to the door, and it's filled full of entities, which are these ghost energies, people who've died, who probably are alcoholics. It happened to you, and you just wanted to have maybe one beer or something, and all of a sudden you end up having maybe 20 of them, and you wonder why you did that. Well, entities come into your body, and when they finally take over your body, then your eyes become glossed over because your spirit left you. And you eventually, you know, you go to sleep at night, and you wake up the next morning, and your spirit will come back in, and all of a sudden maybe you get a phone call from one of your buddies, and they go, you know, you're up doing some really weird stuff last night. And you go, well, I don't remember it. I didn't do anything like what you're saying, you know, and that is the truth because you're talking with your spirit, and you didn't do that, but the body did. But when the entity leaves you, a lot of times that consciousness of what it did using your physical body leaves, so you don't have any record of it. So that's what entities do. So now I'm going to tie that into maybe a scenario of being in a battle, okay? So all of a sudden you go into a particular area, and there's been a lot of killing done there. And these entities are probably hanging around there. And you normally, some people who are really sensitive could actually go someplace and then their hair will stand up on end in the back of their neck or on their arms. And you go, wow, this is like that energy here or something like that. And or you have a sense like, I shouldn't be here. What happens is those entities from the people that have died, and we'll just say it's the opposition that you're fighting, and you go into that location, all of a sudden there could be a couple hundred of them there. The bodies are gone. Maybe this happened six months earlier. But they're still hanging out, and they don't like you. And so they may come into your body trying to cause you harm or you know, give you thoughts about these people. And sometimes they don't leave. So you start to, you leave and they're with you and you're kind of like being possessed by them. So that's entities. I cleared a gentleman a long time ago who was in Vietnam. What happened with him is he was out on a mission, and somehow they got cut off, and I can't exactly remember the exact situation, but he was with wounded soldiers, and I think maybe there's a half a dozen of them. And he decided to, he couldn't take them with them. He could escape, but they couldn't because they were wounded. And so what he did is he said, well, what I'm going to do to each one of you, if you like this, I'll just shoot you in the head, and I'll take your spirit with me and get you out of here with your spirit. You know, the body will be dead, and I'll try to help you. So he did that because he didn't want the people to be tortured. And from there, when I worked with them, you know, this is quite a while ago, I was releasing these spirits from him because they were kind of like haunting him with the thought of, you know, the war stuff, and they would kind of reminisce what was happening, and you'd see them all the time before they died. So anyway, that's what I did for them and also for him. But we're going to do a clearing now for entities. So if you do have a thought, so maybe somebody who you liked and they're, you know, they got killed in battle, or you saw other people that you sort of knew, and now you keep thinking about them, well, that entity from that person, that emotional body, could be taken alongside of you, maybe outside of your body, or even come into it and even talk with you. And so that could cause you to maybe have nightmares, to want to drink a lot or something, or take drugs, we'll say, to get rid of that energy, because you can't deal with it. So we're going to do a release now. So if that's your situation here, we're going to release ones that you think of, just to think of these people that you have, that you're communicating with, and I'll release them. Once they're released, they're gone. They should not come back to you. So everybody think of those people. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it again with these emotional bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a little more peaceful. Maybe your shoulders kind of dropped a little bit. Maybe the anxiety that you had before left you. Something like that probably occurred. Maybe you just feel like weight's been lifted off of your shoulders. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And by the way, you can send us a message, a question. Let us know how you're feeling through these healings by sending an email tonight or any time during the week to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you've accessed us online on the BBS radio station webpage, there's a box that says Fast Chat, and you can type a message to us there. And I have both of those open, so I'll get them even during the show tonight. So, Ron, also, and I don't know if this is another entity healing or this would have been taken care of with that, but what about, because you've mentioned this before, sort of body parts who might have, you know, there might be entities of body parts from battlefields and that kind of thing. Is that another healing or was that already taken care of?
I can do something like that. Maybe you have a reoccurring thoughts of something that you saw that was awful, that's terrorizing you. So think of that thought right now, and we'll release that one particular scene from you. What it'll do, it'll just take away the emotional or the traumatic situation that you're dealing with. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you have many invisible energetic bodies, okay? And these bodies, like if you have a trauma body, a pain body, a fear body, There's many other ones, but those are the basic ones that people use all the time. And when these bodies get filled up, then they start imprinting more into the physical body, and you start having more experiences with that. So each time I do a sample clearing like this here, I'm taking away that one scene that you are selecting to have released. There could be 100 other scenes of situations, but you're bringing the one up normally that's haunting you the most. And then we have online clearings to help you out with that. But the main thing is we're trying to get you so that you're feeling better. What I'm going to do now is do an emotional clearing. And I'm going to do 10 of these for you. And I want you to think of events that you had, and which would probably be ones that you don't like to see or look at, things that push your buttons or have pushed your buttons, traumatic situations. You know, it's your choice what you want to look at, but I'll start to release them. So think of the first situation, and when these get released, it brings you peace. So I'm going to try to give you some peace tonight. Here we go. So think of your first situation that you're looking at and releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And again, number two situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number three situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number four, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'd like you now, if you can, to get up, maybe walk around, maybe stretch and twist, stretch your arms or legs out, whatever the situation is there, if you can do that. And just kind of see how your body is doing. You might feel a little bit lighter. Then we'll do five more in a few minutes. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, good. Thank you, Ron. I did just want to say something. First of all, let's say, I'm sure there are people listening that have no service connections at all. So they are still experiencing these healings for whatever they need to clear in their life. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. But right. The clearings will work for veterans only, you know, for a long time, you know, maybe for a couple of months if you need to get that assistance. Where
okay.
People are not veterans, it'll work three times.
Okay. And the other thing I just wanted to say, when you're especially new to how you clear, Ron, and it seems to go fast, and I remember thinking, ooh, I can't think quickly enough of the five you've done so far and then five more. So are the light beings somewhat helping out our audience, like, and making sure all the things are getting cleared? Should people, you know, write a word down or something to, you know, be connected to the which memory it is they want cleared, or is it, should we just have trust that, oh, I only thought of three things, but they all somehow five got cleared so far?
No, you have to think of a situation in order for me to clear it from you. So it's otherwise you could say clear everything and to be cleared. So you must think
right.
of a situation to have cleared, and I will clear that. If
right.
you don't have any more right now, that's fine, but I'll continue on here. So
okay.
Think of number six here, number six situation, incident, something that, you know, pushed your buttons or is haunting you in a sense. Here we go. Clearing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number seven. Releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last one, number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you look upon those 10 situations, which may be a little hard to do, normally once they're cleared, you don't normally get the vision back again, you know, of seeing that situation. If you do see it, you're going to feel at peace with it. And that's the whole thing. So we're taking away the emotional situation, the trauma. It could be the fear, the guilt, whatever you're selecting there, as we're clearing the energetic body that's associated with what you're looking at. And then from there, it's being replaced with peace. When I do some of these clearings of people, I'll have them look at it over again, revisit it, and they go, I didn't know what it was. It's gone. So that's good, too. But part of the time, you will still be able to see what you experienced, but you're not going to be stuck with all that negative trauma, drama, heartache, whatever is there. So I'll do a heartache clearing. So if you're in combat naturally, you probably have seen people that you liked or maybe cared for, we'll say, or an acquaintance, and you had heartache if they are no longer living. So here we go. I think of that person, and I'm going to release the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next I'll do a sadness clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Terrific. Thank you so much. All these healings are so wonderful. And it's interesting that you did sadness and heartache because of course, that is extremely relevant. We had a request from someone for a regret clearing, which is very similar but different.
Okay, we'll do regret, and then we'll work with ears.
Okay.
Oh, here we go, regret. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we were talking earlier about that. Do you want to bring up the information that we had there? I know we had something with maybe ears, explosions, the air movement.
Right.
It has scary sound. So what did we talk about earlier?
Right. Well, someone wrote in and said that a very big problem that many veterans suffer from is that tinnitus and ear problem. And you sort of, you know, looked at it a bit and then got that, well, it moves through sound, through the air, and it's the sound that it starts with, of course, fear of being shot at, but then hearing the sounds, both that you would make yourself and then sounds that other people would make. So that basically you've got a physical trauma to start with.
Okay,
and I don't know, and maybe it would be worth to take, you know, make sure there's no entities in anybody's ears, too, just to really clear it out.
Yeah, let's do the entities first then. So here we go. 1, releasing them. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that should help somewhat there. And let's do one now for the air itself that carries a sound. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to release the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And now let's do the actual sound itself. Gunshot or bomb going off or something, explosion. So here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to be doing one for the fear body. So the fear would be somebody, you heard an explosion or a gunshot, and naturally, you know, is it coming at you, you know? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, the next one would be a little different. So this would be psychic attack energy. So we'll say somebody has you in their sights and they pulled the trigger, and they're psychically wanting you to be hit with a bullet, you know, basically probably killed. So you have that psychic energy coming to you along with the bullet energy, along with the energy of the noise and the wind, everything else coming at you. And your poor body is there trying to ward off all this stuff coming toward it, whether it sees the bullet or not. So let's release that energy. This would be like a psychic attack energy. But the person not liking you because they're shooting at you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, this is heavy too, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, if you'd want to write into us, clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions, plural, @yahoo.com. Let us know how we're doing tonight and how we can also help you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, you've just done so many healings, but we have a lot of different requests. One that I thought of that I don't think we've done quite yet is pain. Maybe
Sure. So if you have pain in your body from a situation, think of it right now and see if we can release that pain from you. So this is your pain body, your energetic pain body. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that should help you somewhat there with pain. So we'll go a little further with the pain. Let's just assume that maybe you got stitched up or something, and it was like, a rush situation, and, you know, you got fixed, but it wasn't done 100% correct because of the time involved with having something done, okay? So let's work on that energy here. So let's just say that you're... something wasn't mended properly. So let me see if we can help you out with that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And kind of, you know, check out that the area of your body where that this could have happened. See if it's feeling a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and then we have people that might have some type of internal poisoning. Maybe you have something in your body that they couldn't remove because it would be maybe to your detriment to remove it. Maybe shrapnel or bullet or something that is there. And they couldn't go in because they figured if they went in, they might be paralyzed or something like that. So there's probably some type of infection going on. Maybe some type of metal poisoning, we'll say. So let's see if we can help you out with that. So here we go. One, and you must think of it where it is here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. So what I want everybody to do when I'm doing these clearings is know that I'm helping you personally, like you're the only one listening on this PBS program, okay? That's all you want to work with me. Don't think, well, my mind is not quite as bad as somebody else. Maybe you have a couple people in the room and they should get the energy in place of me. No, I'm working one-on-one with each one of you. So let's do that one over again here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thanks so much. What I thought of, I still have another request, but while we were doing this, I thought, boy, if you're distracted, I mean, you have to be so distracted if you have this ear problem and pain and all of this suffering. So I don't know that we did a mental body clearing yet, because
not
it
yet.
Must be hard to just think straight, right?
Okay, yeah, we'll see if we can work with that. So the mental body, what I'll try to do is give you peace and maybe reorganize your thoughts a little bit. It's a hard clearing to describe, what I do. We have it as a whole lifetime clearing. Just to know that I'm going to help you out mentally. So here we go. One, two, three. Kind of reorganizing your thoughts here. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. It's kind of like defragmenting your computer. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Oh, and I just wanted to address people thinking of other people while you're doing this healing. Needn't worry, because this show will be posted online in the BBS archive page. They're often very quick. It could even be on tomorrow. I would say the absolute latest would be Monday. So you can rest assured that you can replay this show if you know other veterans who aren't listening this evening live. And, okay, Ron, I'm going to ask this, but I can't imagine the answer is, anything but yes. But everybody in the audience is on the Now timeline and kind of with it and here?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Great. Okay.
See, is that anything in on CLS questions at all? No?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
And I wanted to just say that sometimes people might not even realize what's happening to them live, on the show, and it might take a few days, and all of a sudden they'll notice, oh, this is gone, and this pain is gone, and this feels better, and I forgot about that. So I think we'll more hear from people as the days go by. Okay, we had a request for sleep deprivation, Ron.
Okay, let's see here. Let's do a clearing for that. So if you have that, think of it here. If you don't have it, then it's not going to really affect you. So here we go. being deprived of sleep. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We talked about timelines a little bit, not a whole lot. I just mentioned it. So what timelines are is a parallel life that you keep maybe reliving over and over again. So that's the easiest way to put it. So as you relive these timelines of the same event, you can get traumatized. So what we're going to do is I'd like you to think of maybe one of your situations that you had, and we'll see if we can get you off of that timeline to dampen down what you're experiencing. I can't get you all the way off of it, but I can get you off of a lot of it to where it may be a little more manageable. So here we go. Think of your one situation that keeps kind of reoccurring. It could come in your dreams even. And if you want to work more on it, you can go onto the website and do timeline crashing. And that's what you do to actually do this process. But I want to just give you some samples tonight. So think of that reoccurring situation, dream, could be a fear, whatever, but you keep seeing it, whatever it is. Maybe you're daydreaming it, you know, but it is coming to you. And you really don't want to bring it up, or you don't try to bring it up, but all of a sudden you get this vision, this scene of what happened. Here we go, releasing that from you on timelines. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this would also be entities who were there looking also. They're invisible, they're ghosts, and they can come into you and they can play havoc with you and make you feel guilt and fear and sadness and pain from being in a situation that they maybe didn't like or didn't like you, and they keep haunting you over and over again. So more timeline crashes. So that would be an entity clearing. So here we go. This is timeline crashing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 60. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 70. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 80. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 90. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 100. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. How do you feel like we're complete on the ears, or do you want to go back to that?
Let's see here. I'll release the wind energy, which will carry the noise, okay, what you heard. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
Okay, Ron. We have a request for like other sensory losses. Well, I don't know. Did we actually clear the loss of hearing tonight? Like you've done so much around the ear. Does that need to be done, actual hearing?
Probably not. I don't think not at this time. We're trying to get rid of the energies that could be causing it. I want to see what we have for people who comment and
okay.
Go from there on it. So we want to do some more clearings. What I want to do one is for phantom pains. So here we go. Releasing energies from phantom pains and focus on it if you have that situation. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Use some more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. What I want to do also is put some energetic braces on people. And this we do on some of the calls that we have. We have a Sunday call coming up where we do this too, 8-hour call. But here we go. So let's put some energetic braces from your hips going down, down to the ground, and maybe even attached to your knees. So this will take some of the pressure off of your body as we start putting these energetic invisible braces on you. So here we go. Install those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and put some on maybe about halfway up your back and on your chest. Put some there. Just kind of think of maybe like four braces going down to the ground or three like a tripod. And put some underneath your armpits right now. And on maybe the back side of your neck. And one underneath your chin. And we'll put some on your cheeks here. And so it'll just start to take away some of the pressure that you have on your body. So I'm going to activate all of those now just by counting here and putting those in place. So these only last for about a week for people. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I was going to ask you about balance because, I don't know, I think our ears are connected. Now I'm not, you know, into the physical too much. I don't have knowledge, but I think that would affect our balance, and these braces would benefit, right, and help us with that?
Yes, it would, yeah. So what I'll do is something with, I don't know, I'm seeing maybe like itching possibly. Maybe it's like a bed sore possibly from somebody, or maybe they caught the creeping crud, have some kind of rash or something that, you know, they caught from overseas someplace. I'm guessing could be even here in the States, but they caught something and they really can't get rid of it and it's with them. So let's see if we can help you out with that. So here we go, trying to neutralize that energy. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we have a couple of things now from people. And this may be covered in what you just did, but someone has a request for clearing scar tissue.
Okay, scar tissue. So, okay, here we go. So, this could go different ways. It could be maybe having stitches, having scar tissue. It could be some type of incision or cut. And, you know, maybe it got, you know, stretched open again or something, and it kept, you know, closing and opening and closing, and now you have a bump there. So here we go. We'll just see what happens. So scar tissue. I'm going to make it more pliable here and see if we can help the body with that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll work a little bit more, like if you had an incision or something and stitches, maybe it was just maybe too tight, possibly, and you have a problem there. So we're going to do some work with maybe, in a sense, stretching the tissue a little bit, making it a little bit so it's not as tight. So let's try that here. So here we go. And you must, take note where it is, naturally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So all these clearings are energetic clearings. Remember, things happen in the invisible. And then that invisible energy also works with the physical. So if the physical has a problem, so does the invisible. And we're just correcting the invisible energies, which will kind of radiate back, mirror back to you into the physical body and do some corrections. That's how it works. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So is there anything people should be thinking about for the week that we'll have those braces on? Should we try to be aware of them, try to notice if our body movements have changed or if we have more energy, or should we just kind of let it go and just know that they're working?
Boy, I would say you just know that they're working. Normally you're going to be going through, the week and not really realizing that you have them, but you will, your body will respond differently for what it's done in the past. So you don't really have to think about them being on. They're already there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like I say, when we do these shows, just showing up to the show, doesn't matter what your belief system is, because the belief system is done by the mind, and we work with your spirit energy inside of your body, and that's much higher consciousness, maybe more intelligent than your mind would be. So kind of keeping it really simple and basic, that's the way it works. So you can say, no, I don't believe this, but it'll work anyway because your body always says yes, and your spirit is there to help you. That's how these healings work on absentee people. We do clearings of, if you do an absentee clearing on the website for somebody, it will work automatically. The body will always say yes, and the spirit will come along and help you with that energy. That's your divine source inside of you, which is your own spirit, or you could use the word soul. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a couple more requests, and this is probably a big one. Addictions for drug and alcohol addictions, and actually maybe prescription drugs as well.
Well, I can't get involved with prescription drugs because that's a whole different venue. But basically, addictions are caused by entities. Your body could become addicted to something, wanting something, but mainly, I would say most of the time it's going to be an entity wanting you to take that, which is what we call a ghost, wanting you to maybe have that next drink to numb the mind out so you don't think about it anymore. So the entities work with your mind, and they can come into your physical body and control its movements and stuff. So that's what entities do. You know, it's like being possessed. And you probably have seen movies about people who have been possessed by spirits, and they do weird things. So that's what entities do. They want to live their past life from their existing body that they used to be into because they have all those programs brought to them, and they're living that, and they want to come into a host to get energy so they can continue their living. And then they want to play with you, we'll say, and in the process they could be wanting more alcohol, more cigarettes, more something. with your addiction. So if you don't clear away entities, you probably will never get healed, okay? Because the entities will always come to you. So here we go, entity clearing for an addiction. Think of one of those addictions, whatever it would be. So here we go. One, releasing that entity, and you could have lots of these here, so we'll see what we can do here. You can have more than one. You could have a couple hundred or maybe even 1,000 of them coming and sharing your body, enjoying smoking those cigarettes or something. Okay, so remember, there could be a lot of these things inside of you. So let's do some entity releasing. So one, two, each time I count, one is going to leave you. One, two, three, I'll do 100 of these. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, wow, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. That's a big one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 60. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 70. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 80. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 90. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 100. So 100, if not more, left you right now that were causing you to have the addiction that you were thinking about. And they come back to you. These won't come back. Other ones can, but these will not come back to you and haunt you. They're gone. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, we have a request for a clearing for depression.
Okay, here we go. This is working with your depression body. So for each one of these invisible bodies, kind of like a trash can, they can contain all this stuff. And when they get filled up, then they leak back into your physical body and cause you problems. So let's release some of that depression energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. It's a rough one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I mean, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. So there's always something that's hidden underneath depression. So you'd have to go a little bit deeper on situations to get rid of it. But anyway, that's a sample clearing of that. You should be feeling better anyway. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Somebody, now you did already explain how these healings are all source energy. I believe you reminded everyone your spirit will never decline these healings. But someone wrote in, and they're saying, when Ron gives me a clearing, something jumps the track and avoids the clearing. So can you talk to what could be happening for that person, Ron?
If you're not receiving the clearing, it could be somebody who did a spell on you to block the energy. That's a possible possibility. It could be a shapeshifter in your body not wanting to have the clearing. So, it's hard to say. Those are two that I would think of right off the bat. That's probably about all that I can suggest. I don't want to get too deep with stuff for newbies to scare people away, so I'm trying to keep it very straightforward here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. So we had a request for an anger clearing, and then I thought, well, that you mentioned underlying causes of depression, and anger is likely one of those, right, or a possibility anyway. So could
yeah,
we
we'll
have
do
a
one
sample of
anger.
That?
Yeah, so let's do anger. And if you're having a hard time getting back into touch with life, we'll say, I do have a self-empowerment clearing. on the website, and you may want to check that out. It has 38 issues of just life issues, we'll call it, and everybody has these issues typically, and you do this this clearing. I think it lasts for maybe 6 weeks, and I think it's $50, I believe. But anyway, it could get you back into life again to get jump started. But anyway, here we go. Depression clearing. I mean, no, anger, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so anger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, our show's just about over, Ann, so I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, of course, it would be wonderful if you, as always, leave us with the Mind to Heart Drop. I'll just make a couple of announcements. Please try to be on tomorrow night's show, which is at the same time, 7 p.m., Saturday night, that is, on BBS Radio Station 2. It's a wonderful night always for healing. And then next Friday at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time again, we'll do more work with the veterans. And probably, it's up to Ron, but probably, you know, cover some of these same healings again, and that might go a little deeper for people. And on Sunday, Ron actually has an 8-hour healing call, which you can sign up for on his website, which again is creationlightship.com, and that's a wonderful whole day of healings.
Okay, any here other? We go.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Yep, so let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. This you want to do out loud. You don't want to work with the mind inside of your head. That's the darkness energy. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head. So I'll repeat that. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. This will give you peace. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to take your thoughts and bring them into your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Hopefully this show has helped you. And if you liked it, you know, send us a little testimonial or something, or even a topic that you'd like us to do next Friday. So it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. Blessings. Bye, everybody. Thank you.